Chinese President Xi Jinping visited the city of Wuhan today for the first time since the coronavirus outbreak started there. His visit comes as parts of China slowly return to normal, even as the disease takes off in other countries. In Japan, there are more than 500 infections, and businesses battered by the illness are getting some help in the form of a $9 billion emergency aid package. The coronavirus is another blow to Japan's already fragile economy. CNN international correspondent Will Ripley joins us now from Tokyo. Will, welcome back.
Good to be with you, Peter.
Let's touch briefly on China here. I know you are in Tokyo, but President Xi's visit to Wuhan, where the outbreak started, made a lot of news today. What sort of statement do you think he made by going there?
Well, I mean, he's trying to show that, you know, this is the sign that his efforts are, you know, to control the virus are working by paying a visit to this city of 11 million people, which has been under lockdown. Of course, some are saying, okay, why is he going just now? You know, when they're closing the last of their temporary hospitals. Of course, any negative comments on Chinese social media are being deleted, and all the images are showing people waving at President Xi. But yes, certainly for people in China, it's an encouraging sign that maybe they're on the other side of this thing now that he is in the epicenter of the outbreak. They felt it was safe enough for him to go there.
Is it true that China appears to be on the other side of this thing? I mean, as we've seen the infections escalate all over the rest of the world, are things calming down in China?
Well, of their, you know, 80,000 plus or so cases, around 60,000 people have already been discharged from hospitals. So that is a sign that most people have recovered. And the number of infections, new infections, especially outside of Wuhan, has slowed considerably.
All right. Well, let's touch down now in Japan, where you are. We said that the government is going to help businesses out with this aid package, $9 billion emergency aid package. What else does that include?
Look, this was supposed to be a banner year for the Abe administration, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. And yet, you know, he has just seen this whole year just kind of collapse around him. Xi Jinping, you know, was supposed to visit. Now there are travel restrictions in place for people from China and South Korea. The Japanese economy is really struggling. I was at Haneda Airport on a shoot today. I've never seen the airport as empty as it is. Cathay Pacific, the main carrier from Hong Kong, has completely suspended travel from Hong Kong to Japan because Japan's also asking people from Hong Kong to self-quarantine. So this has caused tourism to plummet. And of course, it's not just hospitality that's hurting. I mean, the hotel I'm at is completely dead. But I'm hearing that a number of businesses are struggling. And, you know, people are working from home, but they're starting to worry if they're even going to have jobs to go back to.
Well, we should point out that Japan is the third largest economy in the world and that its economy shrank 7% last quarter. Are people starting to talk about a recession?
Of course they are. I mean, this is a country with an economy that was already on life support, that was counting on Tokyo 2020 Olympics to be that kind of shot in the arm to get things going. This was sold to the Japanese people, this investment, which is on track to be $20 billion that Japan is spending on the Olympics, that it was going to bring in all of this tourism and showcase Japan's resurgence after the disaster of, you know, March of 2011. This week is the anniversary of the Fukushima nuclear meltdown that was triggered by that tsunami. This was supposed to be Japan's comeback, and instead, Japan is right back in the middle of another crisis.
Well, what is ahead for the Olympics? Any movement there? Any decisions being made about whether they're going to happen or not?
Well, you know, there's two schools of thought. You speak with infectious disease experts who say it's impossible that Japan can safely host the Olympics. But then just today, we're hearing from Tokyo 2020 organizers who are insisting that they are not even thinking about the possibility of postponing or canceling the Olympics. If they did, it would be the first time since World War II. But obviously, the International Olympic Committee is going to have to make a decision, but they don't need to do it now. You know, some IOC, you know, senior members are saying they really would have until the end of May before they had to make that call.
That would be a massive economic and cultural shift if anything happened to the Olympics. So we'll keep a close eye on that. Will, I want to also ask you just about life in Japan. I know you tweeted that every time you walk into your hotel, which is completely dead, that they're checking your temperature. Which, what does it feel like there in Tokyo?
When I arrived more than a month ago, it felt very normal. There was no sense, this palpable sense of panic in the streets and whatnot. I can't say that there's a sense of panic in the streets now, but when I first got here, fewer than a third of people were wearing surgical face masks. And now well over a half of people that I see are wearing the masks. They're checking, as you said, my temperature. Every time I walk through the doors of my hotel, they check your temperature before you go to the gym. They've completely shut down the pool and the onsen, which is a real shame. You know, if you like to swim or you like to soak in hot water, which is one of the best activities to do here in Japan is enjoy the onsen. That has been pretty much canceled. So one by one, these things that bring enjoyment to your life are kind of getting, you know, scaled back or taken away out of an abundance of caution in trying to prevent the spread of this virus.
That's CNN international correspondent Will Ripley joining us from Tokyo. Will, thank you. Stay safe.
Thanks, Peter.